Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm back with a young legend in the making. Babytron is back. How you doing, man?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. Crazy, crazy coincidence that you just ran into Violent J of the Insane Clown Posse out there.
Yeah, he knows my dad personally.
Right. We never talked about that before, though, that your dad's like a fucking Detroit rap legend.
Yeah.
Sadistic?
Yeah.
Did he help get you in the game?
I ain't gonna say all that.
Cause
he showed me the ropes for sure, though.
He taught you how to rap?
I ain't even gonna say that. I guess it's just in my blood, though.
Right. But you have a lot of memories of rapping, being in your home and shit when you were a kid?
Because I didn't even, what's crazy is I didn't even try to start rapping until I was like 16.
Really?
And I was completely terrible, to be honest.
Hard to imagine, since you're killing the game
punch
right
God,
now.
Punch God, no.
Yeah, punch God, no. Do you remember hearing a lot of good rap tunes as a youngin'?
Yeah, for sure. I listened to all the classic shit.
Like what? What's your favorite shit from back then?
Bro, all that shit. Like Jay-Z. Nas. Biggie. I take Biggie over Tupac. That's a bold take from a lot of people. But I take Biggie over Tupac.
Fair enough.
That's three, though, for you. Three classic legends.
That's real.
Was you saying Detroit or just general rap?
I mean, we could talk Detroit, too.
Blade Icewood, Street Lore One, you know, shit you'll usually hear from somebody from Detroit about the old Detroit rap game.
For sure. Do you think you're prepared to take on the mantle? Are you ready to really put the city on your back?
For sure. Definitely. I've been had that mindset, though.
When did you start to see it? What kind of kid were you?
I was bad as hell, honestly, but you know. Good at hiding the shit.
Really?
So I guess that's where I'm at. That's why, you know, I ain't never caught no case doing nothing or, like, I always was smooth doing everything. Pretty much.
I mean, that's what you really want to instill in your kid now that I am a father, is you want your kid to know how to do the right thing, but then on top of that, you want them to know that when it's time to do some bullshit, how to not get caught.
Definitely.
It's a tricky equation.
If you get caught, what was the point of doing the bullshit?
Crash test dummy shit.
Yeah.
You were never on that.
No. Always, you know, you got to draw your play out. That's why one of my nicknames is Tri Madden. I draw the play out for you, execute it every time.
Did you have this sort of like inherent cool factor about you as a young man?
Like, what you mean? Like, did people look at me as a cool kid? Or did I feel cool as myself?
Did you have, you seem like you give off this confidence. Is that a learned thing, or were you always kind of convinced that you were cool?
I don't know. I was just always me. Like, that's a good question. I just never, you know, you always got to believe in yourself. So regardless, like, hell yeah, I was cool as hell. And everybody thought I was cool. On that note.
Bitches on your dick?
For sure. Like, I ain't gonna lie, in fifth grade, we all got awards and shit. I was in. Look, I never forget this shit, bro. I never forget this shit. It was in fifth grade. Me and I had fifth grade with Stan Will, another shitty boy.
Shout out Stan.
I don't remember what Stan won. I remember I won the Ladies Man Award, though.
For real? In fifth grade. That almost sounds kind of inappropriate. Jesus.
Like, I don't even know if I was supposed to be on that type of shit. But, like, the thing was, though, like, they had to give every kid an award so they felt equal type shit. But that was the only one that really fit for me.
Damn.
Like, they couldn't just ignore the fact.
What do you think it is about you that girls just wanted to be around?
I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Have a girl over for some hopscotch and...
Hopscotch, hell no. I was not hopscotch.
Shoot like, some hoops in the...
Hoops for sure.
Okay.
You want to watch me bust some ass on the court for sure.
Ladies,
you can watch me,
yeah, come with me.
Dunk or something, you can see that. But hopscotch, no.
For sure. So for the people who don't know, when did you actually start rapping? When did you first try your hand at this?
So I got back to Stan. Stan, he had a fucking mic in his closet. We went to high school together and shit. I just pulled up one day with my man's Donovan. Shout out Donovan, Donnie Bands. He made a song and shit, and I'm like, man, everybody was fucking with that shit. I'm like, I kind of want that shit too. I want everybody to fuck with my shit. But I felt like when I was writing shit in my notes, I felt like that shit was so sweet and like, I was putting shit together right, and now I get in the booth and that shit was not put together right at all. So it took time for sure. But around 17, so I'm like 4 years in with this shit.
Okay.
Yeah. It took time for sure.
It took time for it to start making sense.
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna say I just walked in the booth and just spit a freestyle and was like, yeah, this shit meant for me. I had to keep going with that shit for real.
Was the idea always for it to be Shitty Boys as a group from the beginning?
Yeah, we always been locked in for sure. From the jump, like my very first videos was with them.
Right.
My very first videos I dropped on the Hip Hop Lab. Shout out Lando. Was a Shitty Boys video. I got signed to Lando off a Shitty Boys video. So like all my original work was for sure with Shitty Boys for sure. We still working, like we working on a new album right now.
Is that dicey though? He only signed you, not the whole group?
No, they happy for me.
Okay.
Type shit. We all working towards the same goals. Like, we don't let that shit get in between us or nothing.
It's weird being a group though, right? Like, on one hand, you want to do shit with the group. On the other hand, you want to focus on yourself.
Yeah, but it was always kind of like that though. Because, you know, sometimes you would make a song with your peoples and then be like, you would hear a beat and be like, I just want to rap on this bitch myself. I got some shit to talk about on this beat myself. So it don't be nothing like, oh, I don't want them on this song or nothing. It just be like, no, like, I'll be in the studio by myself that day. Fuck with the song. I'm going to go shoot a video to it. I'm a workaholic. So I push out, like, anybody who knows me, bro, I push out 3 videos a week.
Right.
For sure.
As you get bigger, do you feel like you need to go more quality over quantity, or is that not even in your mind state?
Like, I definitely at a certain point, but I feel like I'm nowhere near that point to just stop putting out quantity. Because that's what my fan base likes, so I just push shit out all the time. Give them new shit to hear, new shit to, you know, blow their mind every week, all month.
Does it concern you if people think that you're kind of trying to be like the Beyonce of the group by already doing so much solo shit?
No.
You relate to Beyonce?
No, I don't even.
I mean, me neither, don't worry. No. I don't know. I mean, I don't know any details.
No. We a group for sure. It's always going to be that
way. I
like
the merch. Can I order that online?
Hell yeah. Can you? Landa?
I can order that hoodie.
For sure can order this online.
That shit's stupid hard.
And I ain't going to lie. I got this dropping as a gibbet for the Crocs too.
A gibbet?
Yeah, it's like, fuck it. I'll just take my Croc off.
You got Crocs on? That's lit. Oh, it's one of those?
One of them.
Oh,
so I'm going to have this shit on there.
A gibbet. Wow. I'm going to have to start saying that.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Some new shit. Trendsetter, not a wave rider.
Yeah, you think that, like, Crocs are kind of underrepresented in rap music?
I wouldn't say that. They're just not for everyone.
If you go around white people, Crocs are huge.
Come on, now, that's that shit.
But you're making it cool in the culture.
I'm making it cool everywhere. Scamming. Throwing your Crocs, go scamming them bitches. Shit. You a drug dealer, go do what you got to do in them bitches. If you a nurse, you could throw them bitches on. You could wear them doing anything.
Selling dope and Crocs.
They never know.
I mean, that's a Babytron bar if I ever heard one.
They never know.
Selling dope and Crocs. Boom, that's it.
You can do it. They got Crocs with the fur. Like, Crocs that shit. I need that sponsorship, Crocs.
Can we get a look at the Shitty Boys chain right there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that goes hard.
Shout out Hedge Jewelry. Got the fucking connectors and toilet paper. then he's holding hundreds and credit cards. It's the same face off the hoodie and shit.
Right.
Just bust down.
Is the shit emoji your top emoji in your keyboard?
Definitely. Well, no, I ain't gonna lie. It's not no more because I've been using the trophy emoji a lot.
Oh, nice.
I kind of like adapted to the trophy emoji. It's like combo I use though. Really, the shit emoji and the trophy emoji.
You feel like a trophy from where you're from?
I feel like these trophies. I don't know. This a trophy. This a trophy. I'm a walking trophy for sure.
I hear a lot of rappers saying they're a hood trophy these days. Like you're the, I'm the star. I'm the fucking prize jewel.
And that's when they
get where I'm from. I kind of like
that's
that.
That's where they lose themselves though. Big headed.
That's true. Yeah.
You don't want to work with nobody. Not nobody don't want to work with you. When you decline in your career, like you was acting weird to me. So why should I not act weird to you?
I feel it. I'm gonna start telling people I'm the trophy of Nashua, New Hampshire. Charlotte Ave Elementary.
You're from New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Definitely the trophy, bro. I don't know nobody else from New Hampshire, bro.
Adam Sandler. But he's on another level. He got a billion, probably.
Adam versus Adam. You got to get him on here, bro.
He inspires me to have no drip. But instead, I'm kind of stuck in the middle.
Yeah, he definitely had no drip.
It's like his whole thing.
Legend, though.
Legend. How hard you go with the drip?
Me?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'll be chilling 90% of the time. I'll throw on the Nike Tech Crocs, Shitty Boys Joggy Crocs. But if you catch me, like, it'll get like that.
You might catch you in Miri Down.
You might catch me Mike and Miri Down, or at the Christian Lubes. Dior trench coat, like, where you find that shit at? But
put that shit on.
Definitely. But I feel like, what you doing that shit every day for, bro? Like,
right.
You fucking wake up and you don't got shit to do except sit on your couch and you just got some Mike and Miri's on. Like, that's cool as hell, but.
But if you got a big video shoot or you're going on an award show or even like photo shoot, something
what's
like
crazy
that.
Is, shit, I still might throw the Crocs and the joggy on in a video shoot. Because that's like, that's just how it is.
Right.
Especially out there, I'll throw the joggy on and just get to it, get active. I swear.
Definitely. Is it kind of like, I feel like COVID came at sort of an awkward time for you because you were probably touring. Like, we had a fucking show booked. Do you remember for South by Southwest?
I do remember. That shit is, that's literally, that was the very beginning of Corona right there.
Yes.
I think that was the first show I got canceled because
it was
shit.
The day I got the flyer and it was going to be, I think, Sada Baby, TJ, and then Shitty Boys.
Like, at that point in time, though.
That would have been such a fire show. They sent me the flyer. We had a sponsor. Everything taken care of. Boom. No, there's coronavirus. South by Southwest ain't happening.
Fuck. That shit was terrible. I remember that shit, bro. I was crushed. I was ready, bro. That would have been some shit. Wasn't it like a porn star tent or some shit?
It was a porn star sponsor for the event. Yeah,
that's what I remember.
And, bro, it like that lineup at the time, I was like, yes, that's a good lineup. I look at that lineup now. I'm like, oh, that would have been such a perfect lineup at that moment.
It really would have, bro. Ugh.
Fuck COVID.
Fuck COVID.
Terrible. But do you think that slowed up the momentum a little bit or?
It did for like, okay, this is how I feel. It brought like, it slowed the people down who showed they didn't have it in them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like shout out Rio, free Rio. He didn't stop shit.
He went crazy all through that shit.
Like, I witnessed that shit. He was at the hip hop lab. I witnessed that shit. I was one of the first people with a song with Rio. He had that same, you know, workflow the whole way. Like, I'm one of them type of people, too. I had the same workflow the whole way. So, for certain people, it didn't slow them down. Because they're not doing $100,000 shows anyways that's getting canceled. They just trying to get to that point anyways.
Right.
So, for people like that, I don't think it slowed us down or nothing, but definitely slowed shit down for sure.
It's always crazy when you see somebody like Rio where he has a case hanging over his head. He knows he's most likely going to get a sentence. Same shit with Greedo. Greedo had a fucking 20-year sentence hanging over his head. He went so hard, blew up, put out all these tapes, all this crazy-ass music, and then boom, he's locked up. It's like sometimes that gives the person that motivation to really go hard.
Yeah, because it's the time to do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to make your impact on the world, you damn near got to do it at that moment. And he knew that.
What's
and
it
he
been,
did a great job of it.
What's it been like seeing the whole Detroit and the whole Michigan to an extent sort of just blow up, and you being a big part of that.
That shit feels great. Like, as long as it took, you wondered if it was ever going to happen, like, to the point it's at now. Because people been fucking with Detroit music, but, like, I feel like it just wasn't as public. It wasn't as, I don't know. Like, everybody fucks with that shit now, whether it's Detroit or Flint music, or just even one person from Detroit or Flint is in your playlist. Like, somebody. Like, somebody, like, any, like, the whole Michigan movement is literally going crazy, like you said.
Who's the hottest rapper out of Detroit right now? Or out of the whole state?
Baby Tron and the Shitty Boys.
Easy.
Easy.
Aside, taking yourself out of the equation, who you think is holding the title right now? It's kind of, we were just discussing it. It's kind of hard to say.
I can't even put it, I can't put a crown on nobody because it's just so, it's a battle. It's too many people going crazy right now.
Babyface Ray got to be up in that conversation.
Definitely. He's going dumb right now. Vezo, shout out Ray.
Vezo got to be in the conversation.
Shout out Vezo. Definitely.
Rio, unfortunately, locked up. It's going to slow down his progress, but he was making so much progress there for a while.
He going to get on and get back to it, though.
Mm. Probably some names that we should be putting in here that we're forgetting, but hey.
Definitely. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's so many.
Sada Baby.
Sada Baby. 42 Doug. It's so many people from fucking.
Wow. Yeah, see? Right there, we're forgetting. Young King.
Like, he's got hits. Like, that's somebody you forgetting, and that's. Yeah, definitely. That's what I mean. Like, it's so many people, I don't even want to name people because I'm going to forget people.
It's true. You stay out of the street politics? You just fuck with
definitely.
Everybody?
Definitely. I fuck with everybody doing that thing. Everybody who fucks with me.
Mm.
But, like, I feel like at this point, if you don't fuck with me, you just acting weird. Like, that's how I feel. If you, because you know who I am in Michigan at this point. Definitely just in Michigan alone. But I fuck with everybody in Michigan doing that thing for sure. Even if you haven't reached out to me and said you fucked with my shit or something, I fuck with everybody in Michigan.
Definitely. How do you come up with so much funny shit in the booth? So many good punchlines.
Weed, I ain't gonna lie. It used to be writing. Remember last time I was on No Jumper, I didn't even.
You were still writing?
I was still writing. I was young as hell. I was, you know, I didn't smoke weed at all. I ain't gonna say that's the only thing that did it, but like on some freestyling shit, I can go to the studio all day now, or every day now, all day, smoke weed and just come up with shit all day. Like, literally.
How often do you get in the studio?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm the first one to the studio every day when I'm in Detroit, for sure.
Really?
11 a.m.
That's what you guys do? You just book out of the studio and then you all get in there?
Yeah, not even really book it out because, you know, I got the resource of the Hip Hop Lab.
Oh, okay.
Shout out Lando again, you know.
Nice.
So I just be in that bitch like it's home.
You let
every
girl,
day.
You let girls come through?
I got a girl.
Okay. So she come through?
For sure.
Is it kind of weird though? They got that masculine energy in there. No, like, all the bros.
It ain't even like that though. Like, you know, like it's one of the top tier studios out there. So it's not just like, bro, it's not like that. Like how you imagine you walk in, it's just shouting and like, no, you walk in, it's some room, some studio room. Like, you go like in your room and just chill.
Some dudes fighting and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Nah,
no, like
keep it professional.
Yeah, definitely professional. So we be chilling. Everybody at the studio getting work in.
100%. How often are you on the road these days? Like, how do you split your time in terms of being at home versus being off on the road making plays?
Really, bro, I spend 90% of my time at the crib working. Making music, putting out content, videos, doing features, shooting feature videos, doing all type of shit, bro. But, you know, I come to Cali. Like, I either come to Cali or Atlanta for real. I don't be everywhere. I ain't gonna say I be everywhere. Like, I touch down everywhere. No, I be chilling for real.
You anxious to get back on the road, though? Do some real tours and shit?
Definitely. That's on the way. That's something I'm looking forward to. That's the next step, a tour.
Definitely.
Tour.
In terms of beats, what are you drawn to the most these days? And how do you think about beats? Because you obviously rap on beats that are different than like what almost everybody else raps on.
Like, really, that's how I used to look at it. Like, I used to look for a beat I knew somebody wasn't going to rap on. But it's like, you should have rapped on this beat. Because if you would have rapped on this beat, it would have been hard as hell. I feel like I have a different type of ear for music and beats and shit, because a lot of people say I got a great beat selection. People listen to my music, they love the beats I listen to pick and shit. So I don't know. I like the old 80s shit the most though.
Mm.
Really.
You
that
tell
funky
the,
groovy shit.
You like, tell the producer like I want to hear some shit like that or
no, like cause I like the hard Detroit Flint shit. Like that shit be hard as hell. It's just whatever you know. I got it the time. Like if I got a hard ass groovy beat, for sure gonna pick the groovy old beat.
Right.
But if I ain't got one that I'm like feeling in my heart type shit, I'm gonna just rap on the Detroit beat if I'm feeling it more. But I definitely like the 80s old school shit more.
Who's your favorite producers? Who do you work with the most and who do you is the most beloved?
Hell of a. Mm. Shout out Hell of a.
He's going crazy.
My boy Mark Anthony. He's a engineer and producer at the Hip Hop Lab. Mm. If you're not familiar, you're gonna be familiar soon for sure. He did like 6 tracks on my new album coming out next week.
Right.
Hard as hell. Bro, I could go down the list like RJ Lamont, Machu, Hakati Y, fucking Primo Beats, Danny G. So many, bro. Like Michigan and just those weren't even all Michigan producers. I just named a producer from Lithuania.
Right.
I get beats from everywhere, bro. Like all throughout the world. California, Michigan. Lithuania, fucking, I got beats from Russia, all type of shit in my email that I rapped on.
You got a personal relationship though? You really be going back and forth talking to him and shit?
The Hakati Y, shout out Hakati Y, the producer from Lithuania, I do have a personal relationship with him for sure. Like, we've been connected for a few years now. You know, I ain't never met him from a whole different country, but
right.
I talked to him on the phone. He told me I was the first American that ever spoke to him on the phone.
Wow.
Like, when we got off the phone, he texted me, like, I was sweating, bro. Like, I didn't know how that convo was going to be. Like, that shit was crazy. I never talked to an American. Like,
wow.
Yeah. But man, we got the same type of ear. Like, I found his shit on YouTube. He making some crazy-ass type of beats that's not getting no views. So I contacted him, like, you know.
Crazy. That's cool, though. I mean, helping people, you know, make money on a level that,
definitely,
who knows, that might be a level of money that he would have a very difficult time making where he's from.
Definitely.
He's making Babytron stacks out here.
Yeah, he's grew his own YouTube and shit. Like, he's doing his own thing. Like, props to him.
How does it feel to have become so beloved on Twitter? And it almost feels like people kind of have, like, turned you into a meme where, like, their love of you is, yeah, like, almost like it's, like, exaggerated. But, like, they really are huge fans.
It's like I got, like, a cult fan base, bro, mm-hmm, down there. Like, they love me for real. That shit, I appreciate that shit because it'd be something like, I wake up and I don't even be on Twitter, bro. I just had to start using Twitter because I recently just started going viral so much.
Mm.
Like, I got to use that shit to my advantage, so. But. Yeah. I'm so blown. What the fuck did you ask me?
No, just like, how does it feel to, like, see people having that level of affection for you at this point?
Oh, yeah. So, motherfucking.
Or even being a meme.
No, I wouldn't even. I mean, yeah, definitely. From some angles, some motherfuckers don't know who the fuck I am. They see me with 10,000 retweets. They're talking about this the goat of the generation. Like, you can't be serious. Who the fuck is this white kid in a babe shirt, tight ass babe shirt?
Does that That's blow what your they, mind, though? Seeing that many people fucking 10,000 retweets.
I appreciate it, bro,
because
they really, the people who really know me really love my shit, bro. Like, they really be retweeting that shit to try to let the world hear that shit. Like, they want me to be bigger than I am. I appreciate that shit.
Yeah, that is pretty fire.
Like, for real, we gonna take this shit to the top for sure. Me and my fans.
You really do a verse on Donda?
Somebody hit me up talking about do a verse for it. I don't know why I ain't make it, but
who?
Some management shit.
Some management shit. So you think that Kanye wanted this to happen at a certain point? Like, is that?
That's what I believe. So
right.
Yeah. I don't know if he felt like, damn, he was talking crazy. I can't let him fuck me up on my own song like that.
Did you rap on a beat that was on the album? Like, did you see that song come out without you?
Yeah.
How'd that feel? You're not going to diss Kanye?
No. Still going to wear his shoes.
Chris Brown did it. No. Fuck Kanye on his story, all this shit.
Me and Kanye go get some shit in, though.
Mm. I mean, he's a creative genius, you know? Sometimes it's... He just can't make up his mind about whose verse. I mean,
he's definitely different. That's all I'm going to say.
There's artists way bigger than you that got mysteriously left off of tracks as well.
Soulja Boy.
He's one. He was pissed.
How you going to leave Soulja Boy and Babytron off it?
you want to get one in with Soulja Boy while you're out here?
Hell yeah.
Management agree with that? That'd be hard.
Hell yeah.
Internet might break.
Soulja Boy X Babytron, like,
you need to pull it to the mansion, bro. That'd be legendary. The world would be very happy to see that. Maybe I can make that happen. I think he's still mad at me, but who knows?
Pull a couple strings, maybe.
For real. No tampon. That's the kind of bar you would say. Something like that.
If I was high enough.
Pull a couple strings. No tampon. All right. I'm going to consult Twitter real quick because I tweeted yesterday. I said, what are some Babytron bars that you want me to ask him about? Because I just feel like there's so many that people have stuck in their head, and I'm just gonna default to them. Shitting on him like a big baby. Call me Glenn Davis.
Shout out Glenn Davis.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't even know what that means?
No, who's that?
Okay, so Glenn Davis is a basketball player who used to play for. He played for many teams. He won a championship with the Boston Celtics, though.
Oh, that's
amazing. And his nickname was Big Baby.
Okay.
So if you're shitting like a baby, you're shitting more if you're a big baby.
That's real.
So shitting on him like a big baby, call me Glenn Davis.
Hard. It's
pretty self-explanatory if you know. But if you don't know, then you don't know at all.
My whole time in rap, I've been hearing rap lyrics about different people that I know are athletes, but I don't personally really get it.
I don't know if Glenn Davis is locked up, but I think free Glenn Davis. I believe.
Free everyone who ever played in the NBA, really.
I think he got caught up in some shit. NBA scandal.
Bro retarded probably scribbled something like he doodle bob.
Bro retarded, but it scribbled something like he doodle bob. Like, anybody who watched SpongeBob knows doodle bob was for sure retarded. And he was scribbling shit. He was scribbling shit. So, you know.
Yeah,
bro, I'm retarded, but a scribble something like you doodle bob, though.
I'm kind of old for SpongeBob, but I know about that because didn't Smoke Purp say I paint her face like I'm doodle bob or some shit?
I wasn't even hip.
Yeah.
That's hard. Anybody who says some shit about doodle bob knows something for sure. You could have rapped about so much other shit, bro. You rapped about doodle bob.
Wow. Heard your grandma got cancer. I feel bad for her, but no cap. Before she die, I'm a scammer first.
Young Tron was tripping, for sure. I don't even got nothing to say about that.
I mean, listen, anybody can get it, right?
Anybody, definitely at that time, like, definitely.
Damn. What's going on with the scam wave? Is it, like, you're tapped in with the streets. Like, are people really getting money like that still?
I don't even really want to speak on that. I had to think about that. I don't really want to speak on that.
Right.
But I'm going to say the EDD hustlers definitely.
They had quite a year.
Like, you know, like, what's that one shit called where you flip, you, with the sand falling?
The hourglass.
Yeah, like, there's barely any sand left in that shit for them, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. I've been hot since Bobby Shmurda dropped that one song, Blunt Strong. I just fucked around and did my lungs wrong.
Yeah, I've been hot since Bobby Shmurda dropped that one song. You know that song. He did his dancing.
Hot Boy. It's a good song. He threw the hat in the air. Never came down.
Yeah.
Bro got that big K. He riding around on caps lock. That's pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro got that big K riding on caps lock. Yeah.
That's one. If you met Jay-Z, I feel like he would have to give you, he'd be like, all right, that was hard.
That's and hard. What's crazy is like, fuck, I don't even know what song that's on. I want to go listen to that shit right now. So whoever asked that question, somehow contact me and tell me what song that was on Instagram or something, Twitter or something.
I mean, that's the great thing is you could just Google Babytron.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Babytron like, lyrics and then type it out. That's kind of cool, right?
But it's like so many songs I like deleted off YouTube and are only floating on SoundCloud or something that don't even exist, the Genius or, you know, the lyric pages and shit. I have like vintage songs, as people would say. Like, I got shit that I don't even know how it's still on the web, but it's still on the web. My fans somehow got that shit still on the web.
It's kind of cool, though. It's like an NFT.
Yeah.
It's like they was really ancient history.
They had to be collecting my shit to be able to put that shit back up.
Definitely. It's over for your granny if I get her social security number.
Definitely.
Why are you picking on all these grandmas?
Because, you know, like, if you scam, like, a 30-year-old man, what the fuck? They're going to be like, what the hell going on? $2,000 out of my account. They're going to shut that shit down right away.
Yeah.
A granny, though, she might not know what the fuck is going on for weeks, months, years.
Fuck it.
Bust
the spa for 55, then do my Sada dance?
That's not even the line. I want to remember the line so I can explain it, but that's not the line. So you damn near got to skip
it. Yeah, we'll just leave it.
Yeah.
How I'm racist, my ass white and my pop black.
Oh, never was I racist. Never was I racist. Mm. Ash white, like on my wood, and my pops black. Dirty as hell. Like, I never been racist because the ash on my wood is white and my pop is black.
One of our fans, Kane James, said, please ask bruh how high he was when he said MCM belt like I look like Merman.
Oh, MCM belt on I look like Merman Man.
What's that?
You ever seen an MCM belt?
Yeah.
You ever seen Merman Man, right, on SpongeBob? He has that belt with the M on it.
I feel like your music is specifically for SpongeBob fans.
No, it's crazy because it's like, why are they picking all the SpongeBob lines? I have like 100 songs. Like, this shit's crazy.
Yeah. Only 100? I feel like it's got to be more than that.
No, yeah, definitely over 100.
Thanksgiving dinner, granny talking about she smell like runts, or she smell runts.
Yeah, she definitely smell runts. She be seeing them packs and shit.
You're very picky about your weed?
Definitely. Recently, I've been fucking with Turtle Pie. Shout out Turtle Pie. A lot of Turtle Pie action.
I think I seen you outside the building in one of your videos.
Oh, yeah. They just opened some shit in Detroit, dispensary, so I'll be going up there fucking with them.
Do you fuck with edibles at all?
I will, like, if someone's like, you know.
You want to take one right now?
Fuck it. I was about to say, if someone put one in my face.
2020. This is our brand of choice. We got the pink lemonade sour strips as well. But I personally like the rings.
You got to open this shit. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
But I definitely take one.
I probably shouldn't. Oh, yeah, this one isn't even open yet. We need some scissors. But you should fuck with these lemonade strips.
Fuck it.
So, Ruga was in here stuffing his face with this shit the other day, and then he told me that he was on another fucking planet afterwards. Someone said, ask him about the decision behind making this sound effect. And I remember I was watching this, and this is so fucking funny.
I ain't using hands, I'm using bullets, better use your legs. I fell asleep, I was through off red. Thought that he was...
So,
what,
like,
the fuck is that?
It's crazy. It's like Scooby-Doo when they be running.
Mm.
Like, I ain't using hands, I'm using bullets. You better use your legs. So you better run.
Right.
Then the run sound effect. But what's crazy is I made that song like a whole week before I added that sound effect. Like, I made the song with my engineer Mark. Then we came in, we were mixing the album and shit. And I was like, play that one song. He played it. I'm like, bro. And I just had the idea for the fucking ad-lib. We added a whole bunch of sounds to that one song specifically, though.
Mm.
So that song is crazy as hell. That's on my album.
I feel like you're very intent on just having fun. Making the shit fun.
Because, like, bro, like, it's so many people out there who make music for being sad and shit, bro. I'll leave that to them, bro. For real.
What do you... Who is your music for? It's for people who want to just... I don't know.
Anybody, bro. If you like good music, for real, like, some shit that's gonna have you sitting there thinking, like, damn, he just said that shit. I gotta run it back.
Right.
For real.
100%.
Good vibe, for sure.
What are you thinking in terms of your next project, or how are you gonna just sort of take things to the next level in general?
This next project's for sure gonna take things to the next level. When the world hears it, that's all I'm gonna say.
Mm.
But we definitely on this pace right now, though.
Trajectory.
Yeah.
Nothing but up.
For sure.
Mm.
Rocket ship type shit.
Respect. So you do have a project planned or anything in particular?
Yeah, Ben Reaper 2 drops October 29th. I think that's like 9 days from now or something.
Okay.
I got Shitty Boys on there, Crispy Life Kid, Lil Yachty, and Miles Bridges. He's a basketball player on the Charlotte Hornets, but he raps too. He's from Flint.
Really?
Hard as hell too.
Damn, so you're helping him get in the game? Is he kind of new?
like, it's crazy. You got songs with a couple people from the city and shit. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are hip, but like, if I type my name in on Twitter sometimes, see what the fuck people be saying, retweet some crazy ass shit a fan said or something. And he had dropped a song one day, and it was like 100 quote tweets on his song, like, "We need the baby trying X Miles Bridges song."
Wow.
So I just decided to make that shit happen for my fans, for real.
Fuck yeah. That's dope.
And that shit's hard as hell. Shout out Miles.
Babytron, a man of the people.
For sure.
Where'd the Babytron name actually come from? I don't know if I asked you this before.
Bro, I could sit here and make a story up, but
it just happened.
Just a kid.
You were a baby? You had this name since you were a baby?
Hell no. I was like 12 or 13. So it's been a while for sure.
Mm.
Like, yeah. If you know me, you know me as Babytron. Fuck was I about to say?
Babytron.
Babytron, that's nuts.
We ain't babbling. Anyway.
Definitely almost just did.
Much respect, man. One of the top up and coming dudes in the game. I think you're definitely gonna take over this year.
I appreciate that shit.
Shitty boys, man.
Gang shit. SBDSM.
I'm gonna get the hoodie. Give me the link. I'm gonna order it. Yeah, support the community.
Man, it's on the floor. We're gonna get you all colors.
It is on the floor.
And it's up at the same time. And if that makes any sense.
If it's up, then it's stuck.
But if it's up and it's stuck, then it's probably on the flow at the same time.
On the dead lokes. Babytron, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, Patreon, all that shit. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Bang, bang. Whew.